الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التاجر الصدوق الأمين مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء أو كما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, as we have now reached the end of this calendar year, and this week that is coming is widely regarded as one of the busiest weeks as far as trade, as far as business, as far as commerce goes. This is that week when a person, whatever he makes in this week, it doubles or triples to what he made in the previous months. So a person makes an all-out effort to achieve whatever goals and targets that he sets aside and achieve it in this week that is coming. We find that our deen of Islam is so perfect, is so complete, that not only have we been set aside rules and laws as far as our acts of worship, as far as our ibadat goes, as far as our ibadat, salah, zakah, zikrullah, hajj, fasting, etc. We have been shown laws in these regards. We have been shown masail in these regards and we follow them in practicing our acts of worship. But it is not confined to this. Our deen is so perfect, our deen is so complete that even when a person goes out to earn his livelihood, in that regard also there are laws, there are rules and regulations to carry it out in the correct manner in conformance with Shariat and in conformance with deen. And we find that if a person carries it out in the correct manner, then there are very, very great rewards for it. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that at-tajiru saduqul amin. And these are the qualities that are required from a businessman who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believes in the day of Qiyamah. That these are the qualities that are required from him. At-tajiru saduqul amin. That he should be a businessman who is truthful, and he is trustworthy. Nabi Akram says, mentioned that businessman who is truthful and is trustworthy, ma'an nabiyyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him up amongst the anbiya and salatu wassalam. Allah ta'ala will raise him up with the martyrs. Allah ta'ala will raise him up with the pious ones. Allah ta'ala will raise him up with the righteous ones. Ma'an nabiyyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada. Why? Just by him carrying out his business, his daily dealings in conformance with Shariat, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to carry it out. Just by him doing this, he goes out to earn his livelihood. But he was conscious of the fact that Allah is watching me in my livelihood and he carried it out in the correct manner. He will be raised amongst the Anbiya, the pious ones, the Shuhada, just by carrying out his business in the correct manner. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem s.a.w. mentions that man talab ad-dunya halalan, that person who seeks to carry out business, who seeks the dunya, and he carries out in a halal manner, and he has one intention. And what is his intention? That to be free from begging, to earn his wealth in a halal manner, so that he can be free from begging, so that he can provide his family with the necessities, and he can also be generous upon his neighbors. Nabi Akram has mentioned that this person will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and his face will be shining like the 14th full moon, just by carrying out the correct niyyah when going out in earning his business. And on the contrary, my dear brothers, may Allah ta'ala protect us, may Allah ta'ala save us. Nabi Akram mentions that that person who carries out his business in a halal manner, Nabi Akram mentions halal, however, he has a wrong intention for earning. His intention of earning is to amass a lot of wealth, to become very, very involved in this dunya, and do whatever it takes to earn and amass wealth, and continuously amassing this wealth. And his intention is so that he may show off, and he may use his wealth as a means of gaining haughtiness in this dunya. Then Nabi Akram also mentions that such a person will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with this person. So this Shariat has set aside rules, Shariat has set aside guidelines, that when a person goes to earn his livelihood, if it is done in a correct manner, then there are great rewards for it. In the time of the Sahaba Ikram, when they should go out to earn their livelihood, then the woman folk used to tell them that إِيَّاكَ وَكَسْبِ الْحَرَامِ فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوءِ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. That be very, very careful in earning haram. Why? Because we can make sabr upon hunger, but we cannot bear and we cannot tolerate the fire of Jahannam. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, he was a great faqih, great scholar. And despite him being a great scholar, he was also a very, very successful businessman. And part of the success that is attributed to his business was because of his honesty that he had in his business. He had a partner, and once Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, sent a consignment. He was a fabric merchant. He sent a consignment of fabric to this person, his partner, and he sent a message with it also, that a certain piece of cloth has a defect in it. When you are selling this cloth, then ensure that you disclose the defect in this cloth. Ensure that you disclose the defect that is found in this cloth. But it so happened that his partner forgot to disclose the fault in it, and he sold it without disclosing it. When Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, heard about this, he became very, very upset. And immediately, whatever profits that he incurred from that sale, he took that profits out and he gave it out in sadaqah and charity. And thereafter he went and he terminated the partnership that he had with his partner solely for this reason, that he failed to disclose the fault in one item. Such importance Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, had placed in earning halal risk and being honest in one's livelihood. Once one lady came to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and she tells him that I'm a woman, I am poor, I am in need, I require a certain type of cloth. Please can you sell it to me at your cost price, whatever it costed you, please can you sell it to me? So Imam Abu Hanifa directed her to one piece of silken cloth, very, very valuable cloth. So she inquires the price of it. So Imam Abu Hanifa tells her that 4 dirhams, 4 silver coins, a small amount. So she tells him that do not make a joke out of me. I am a woman, so do not make a joke out of me. So Imam Abu Hanifa thereafter explains to her, and he says that this is the cost of this cloth. When I had purchased this cloth, I had purchased another fabric with it also. I had purchased 2 pieces. And I sold the first piece at a good profit, so much so that it virtually covered up the cost of the second piece. And all that remained was 4 dirhams. So when you ask me to sell it to you at my cost price, then this is what it owes me. This is what I am left with as far as this piece of cloth goes. and it only owes me this amount of money, and I'm prepared to give it you at this price. This was the honesty of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Friends and elders, we find that when a person carries out the acts of ibadat, his salah, his zikrullah, his tarawih of the Quran, etc., that is confined to his home, confined to his masjid. Those around him do not see it, especially the disbelievers. They are not aware of what kind of ibadat you are doing. But when it comes to a person's business, when it comes to a person's tijarat, when a person's daily life, then not only Muslims are seeing his conduct, his business conduct, but even non-Muslims also. And Imam Abu Hanifa was particular about this also. Once a fire worshipper was owing him some money, so Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah goes to collect the money from that person. And on the way, some najasat fell upon his shoe, or he trampled upon some najasat. And as Imam Abu Hanifa goes to the door of that person, and he knocks on the door, he decides to remove his shoe and clean up the najasat. So while he was trying to clean up the najasat, it fell onto the wall of that fire worshipper. So when the person came to the door, it was the servant of the owner of the house. So Imam Abu Hanifa tells him, then go and tell your master that Abu Hanifa is here. So he goes and he calls his master. When his master comes, immediately he sees Abu Hanifa there, and he realizes that I'm owing him money, and he has now come to collect his money. So he starts bringing up many excuses on why he is unable to pay off the money, pay off his debt on time. So Imam Abu Hanifa stops him and tells him that I have not come to collect the money, or rather, the money is the least of my problems at this moment in time. I have a bigger problem. And that problem is that this wall has some najasat on it. And if I'm going to try and scrape it off, I might damage this wall. And the reason for this najasat on the wall is because of what occurred. It fell on my shoe and I tried to clean it, and that is how it occurred. So this person looks at the akhlaq and the conduct of Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and thereafter he tells Imam Abu Hanifa that this najasat that is on the wall is not my concern. My concern is how to remove the najasat and the impurity from my heart and bring about the nur of iman in my heart. And seeing the conduct, the business conduct of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, just by the good, correct practice of business by Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, this Majusi, this fire worshipper, accepts Islam. We find that once there was an elderly person, and he was nearing his deathbed. He had four sons. And one of the sons tells the other brothers that our father is getting old, and I would like to make khidmat of our father and serve him, and I absolve myself of all the wealth that I am to inherit. I absolve myself from it. So either I be given the option of taking care of my father and absorbing myself of the wealth, or one of you take care of him and I inherit the wealth. So the brothers gave him the option that he can absorb himself from the inheriting the wealth and taking care of the father. So he made khidmat of his father, and after a while his father passed away. Now he was going through difficulty, and in his dream he sees that a person tells him that go to a certain place, and there is 100 dinars, 100 gold coins buried there. So in his dream he inquires that is there barakat in this 100 dinars? So the answer was given to him that no, there is no barakat in this 100 dinars. When he wakes up in the morning, he narrates the incident to his wife. He says that this was what I saw in my dream. So his wife tells him that even if you go and get the money, we can buy food and some clothing that is sufficient for us. So he says, no, there is no barakat in it. The next night he also sees a dream, and in his dream he is informed that at a certain location there is 10 dinars. So again he inquires in his dream, is there barakat in this? So the answer was given, no, there is no barakat in this. So again he desists, and he does not go towards it. The third night he again sees a dream, and now it is mentioned to him that there is only 1 dinar there. When he inquires, is there barakat in this? The answer was given, yes, there is barakat in this. So he goes to that place, he finds that coin, and on his way home he purchases 2 fish to eat. When he comes home and his 2 fish are cut open, it was found that inside the bellies of these 2 fish were very, very unique pearls. So after a while it was known that the king of that time was looking to purchase a very, very unique pearl. So he went and offered it to the king, and the king paid him a very, very large amount for it. Just for one of those pearls, the king paid him 30 mule full of gold just for that one pearl. And after a while, the king said, when he studied the pearl and he saw how unique and how magnificent it is, he said that I would like to have another one that is like this. So he inquired, and the answer was given, yes, he has another one like it. And now the king paid him double the amount. And in the end, just for those two pearls, he received 90 mules filled with gold coins, filled with dinars. So this was the barakah that he had attained. So one is when a person goes to acquire a lot of wealth, and his intentions are wrong, but it is far better and is more barakah in it than when a person acquires a little, but there's barakah in it and there's blessings in it. Friends and elders, as I mentioned earlier, this is the time of the year when we're increasing in our business. Let us ensure that it is being carried out how in conformance with Sharia, how we have been ordered to carry it out. And one very, very important aspect of our business, let us ensure that we pay our debts on time also. There are many hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warning a person from refraining and delaying in the payment of his debts. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, مَثَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ, that a person who, despite having the ability of paying off his debts, he delays in paying it off. He is a zalim, he is an oppressor. There are certain incidents recorded in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein janazah were brought in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not perform the salatul janazah for that person who has debt upon him. Thereafter some sahaba, on one occasion was Ali radiallahu anhu, he mentioned, the Nabi of Allah, whatever this person is owing is upon me. And thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the janazah. Once a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he inquired that if I am made shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in such a condition that I have sabr and I'm anticipating reward, I'm advancing, not retreating. If I am made shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will all my gunas, will all my sins be forgiven? Nabi Akrim Sasa mentions, yes, all your gunas and sins are forgiven. This person departed, Nabi Akrim Sasa called him back and mentions to him, إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ Jibreel Amin had come to me now and informed me that يُغْفَرُ لِشَهِيدٍ كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ, that for a shaheed, a martyr in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his gunas are forgiven, all his sins are forgiven, except debt which he incurred. So very, very important to ensure that a person pays his debt on his due date, on his time. And if he cannot do it, then to make some arrangements, arrange some payment plan. Friends and elders, how unfortunate we find that the today's time, many a time a person goes, and Nabi Akrim mentions in the hadith, that the person who takes wealth or goods of a person, and his intention is to pay it back, then Allah Rabbul Izzat makes it easy for him to pay it back. But he takes it with the wrong intention, that he wants to do the next person down, and take the person for a ride, then Allah Ta'ala will make it such that it will become difficult for that person to pay it off. Nabi Akrim inquires from the Sahaba, أَتَذْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ, that, oh my Sahaba, do you know who is a bankrupt person? So the Sahaba replies, they know Nabi of Allah, yes, we know a bankrupt person, that person who has no money, he has no wealth. In today's time also, we find, many a times we find a person who is bankrupt. But here Nabi Akrim is referring to a true bankrupt person, and not that person who conveniently declares himself to be insolvent, and he files for business rescue, and he declares himself to be bankrupt, but he is living an opulent life. He has a vehicle that is conveniently registered on someone else's name. He has a home that is conveniently registered on another person's name. And he feels that he has covered all his angles, and he's covered all his avenues, and there is no way that anything can be attached towards him. Nabi Akrim Sasa makes mention of such a kind of a person. أَتَذْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ, do you know who is a bankrupt person? Nabi Akrim Sasa replies to the Sahaba that a bankrupt person is that person who will come on the day of Qiyamah. He will come with a whole heap of a'mal. He will have a whole heap of good deeds. Salah, zikrullah, fasting, tilawat of the Quran. Whatever other actions he did in this world, he will come with this on the day of Qiyamah. And it will be presented in front of him. And whilst all this is taking place, shatama hadha, daraba akhadha ma'la hadha, that he swore such and such person, he harmed such and such person, he usurped the wealth wrongfully of such and such person. He thought he got away with it in the dunya. He thought he was masterful and tactful in his dunya, and he got away by paying off his debt. But my friends and elders, he felt he got away in this dunya. If he had to pay it off in this dunya, he can use the currency of the dunya and pay it off in the dunya. But in the akhirat, he'll still have to pay it back. It is now payback time. But the currency of the akhirat is not like the currency of the dunya. Rands and dollars and pounds do not work in the akhirat. There the currency is a person's amal, a person's good deed. If that kalima la ilaha illallah would be placed on one side of the scale, that is more powerful than the entire dunya and whatever it contains. Now it is payback time. Yes, to pay back all those rights that he has usurped, a person will come forward and begin claiming his right, and he will have to use his amal and pay it off. Like that, another person will come and claim his right, he will have to use his amal and pay it off. And like that, people will continuously come and claim the right from him, and he will continue paying it back, and paying it back, and paying it back, until such a time will come when all his good deeds will become exhausted, and then another person will come again and claim his right again. And friends and elders, all his amal, all his good deeds has become exhausted, but he will still have to continue paying back. How does he pay back? The gunas and sins of that person will not be placed upon him. And may Allah protect us, may Allah save us. This person left this dunya with amal and good deeds, but because of him not paying off his debts, because of him usurping the rights of others and dealing unjustly with others, he will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us, may Allah save us. And friends, I will end off on this point. Also in the business world, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also taught us one lesson, that man anzara mu'asiran aw wada anhu, that person who gives respite, a person is in debt, a person is going through difficulty and hardship. We find that in the past year and a half and 2 years, there have been many, many challenges as far as the business world goes, be it the COVID, be it the rioting, be it the rising fuel prices and the rising transportation costs, etc. Many, many difficulties that occurred in this business world. A person is genuinely going through difficulty. Nabi Akram has mentioned the hadith that person who gives a bankrupt person or a person who is going through difficulty, he gives him some respite. أَظَلَّهُ اللَّهُ تَحْتَ ظِلِّ عَرْشِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of Qiyamah. Just by him giving a person in difficulty, just by giving him time to pay off his debt, or by wiping off his debt. In one hadith, Nabi Akram s.a.w. mentions that that person who shows compassion, who shows leniency to that person who is going through a difficult time, that person is indebted towards him and is going through a difficult time, but he shows leniency to that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show leniency to him on the day of Qiyamah. One person advised his son is to give a lot of credit, and he advised his son that be lenient when the time comes to pay, that be lenient on the person who is owing money, and if possible, wipe off the debt if the person is unable to pay it. And this person conducted his business in that manner. It so happened that because of him conducting his business in that manner, and he advises his son that Allah Ta'ala will be lenient with you on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Ta'ala was lenient with this person and on the day of accountability. So friends and elders, we have also been taught this lesson by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show compassion and to show leniency when a person is going through difficulty. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala, those who are going through financial difficulties, may Allah ta'ala remove their suffering. May Allah ta'ala grant us barakah in our risk. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.